This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. I'm joined by the Vice President of the Lehigh Valley Audubon Society, Barbara Malt. She's doing a presentation at the Allentown Library next week, Tuesday, September 20th, called Birding 101, and an online birding class for Lehigh Valley Audubon that starts on Thursday. Thanks so much for coming in and joining us.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
Full disclosure, I am a longtime bird watcher myself. It's been great to see so many people take up the hobby during the pandemic. Have you noticed an uptick in interest locally?
Oh, for sure. We've had an increase in our membership, and we've also had a huge increase in the people participating on our Facebook page.
So for this conversation, let's go why, how, where. So why take up birding?
Well, I think most people start to take up birding for enjoyment. So a lot of birds are beautiful. Some birds are majestic, like the hawks. Some birds are mysterious, like owls. And people just really find all these things cool. But once you get deeper into it, I think there's more even that you can get from it. So birds are really a window into nature. You can watch nesting cycles. You can think about migration. You can learn about seasonality and how birds use different habitats. And birds also tell us a lot about the state of our environment. So birds are good indicator species when they're doing poorly. We know that something's wrong in the environment.
So if we went to the how, what's the advice you give to someone who's interested in birding, maybe has very little experience or knowledge, but wants to take it up, besides taking one of your classes or presentations?
It's easy to start because almost anywhere that you are, there's some set of birds. Even if you're in the city, there are certainly pigeons around and house sparrows. If you have a little bit of green space, you're going to find house finches and cardinals and robins and so on. So really all you have to do is take a little walk outside or look out your window. But you'll certainly see a lot more birds and enjoy them more if you can find a pair of binoculars. And you'll certainly learn a lot more and figure out more what you're looking at if you get a field guide.
Those are the essentials. I would add a comically large hat is also nice to have. You're going to be outside a lot in the sunshine.
Yes.
Now we get to where. Where is it that you like to go birding in the Lehigh Valley?
Well, the Lehigh Valley is a big place. And so if I can, and our residents, of course, are spread out. So if I could say for those who are toward Easton, Hugh Park can be a nice place. Waihutuk Park, a bit down 611, is good. Mm-hmm. And then going up 611 to Kenning near the PPL plant up there is a great spot. Coming into Bethlehem, we have Nisky Hill Cemetery if you want to be right in town.
Right near my home, and that's my own local birding spot.
Yes, and so as you know, there are some very good birds that can be found there, even though it's right in the city. Sand Island down along the river. Going up a little bit up Center Street, Monocacy Park, and then Housenick Park or Johnston Park, they're sort of together, pieces of the same plot of land, just over on 191, off 191.
And how about in Allentown?
In Allentown, I like Jordan Creek Parkway. The Lehigh Parkway is also nice. And then, again, if you want to go up north a little bit, up 309, the Trexler Nature Preserve is a fantastic place.
That is great.
Yes.
I like to bring my dog there and wade in the creek. But that interferes a little bit with my bird watching.
Oh, yes.
Well, as you said, it's one of the great things about birding is you can kind of do it anywhere you happen to be. Barbara Malt is Vice President of the Lehigh Valley Audubon Society. She's doing a presentation at the Allentown Library called Birding 101 on Tuesday, that's September 20th at 6:30, and an online birding class for Lehigh Valley Audubon that starts on Thursday. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Brad.